Greetings, everybody. I'm your host, James Gillen, and we've got a great show. I want to cover a few things first. I know there are some pretty massive energy waves coming through. There's a lot of planetary alignments, solar things. People's dreams are off the scale. We're getting like massive chemtrails here. You can't even go outside right now without your sinuses going off. And some people are really sensitive to that stuff, but there's just so much going on that just hang on, because we're going to talk a little bit more about that. So I'm going to bring back part three with David Clements, and he's got some amazing stuff. And he studied and worked as a professional theoretical physicist and mathematician in some of the world's leading and prestigious academic institutions, including Cambridge and Oxford University, before becoming involved in free energy, remote viewing, and extraterrestrial contact. The previous research David was involved in was developing superstring models, a mainstream fundamental quantum theory of particles as vibrating string objects in magnetic backgrounds, and advanced models of extended electromagneticism from enhanced space-time backgrounds. And then he worked with seminal inventors such as Tom Bearden and John Bedini, I know those guys, including collaborative work during a postdoctoral research position in Scotland, which also included appearing in a documentary with him called Energy from the Vacuum. This documentary was an ensemble of researchers and inventors from around the world featuring their findings and discoveries. And the current research David's involved in is developing and discovering principles and applications within the field he calls living energy physics, a new concept of matter and fields as generated holographic forms of source intelligence. I mean, I can go on and on with it. He's got such an amazing background here, but I'm just going to go ahead and bring David on the show. David, are you with us?
Yes. Hello, James. Thanks for having me back. I've been looking forward to this since we did the last one. We covered so many great things, and there was just so little time to get more in. So hopefully we'll get more time to do it this time.
Yeah, it seems that after the last show, everybody's going, bring him back, bring him back on.
Thank you, everyone.
So the first show, they said that, and so I brought you back on, and then I got overwhelming response to bring you back on again. And I want to go over that again, the wave. Maybe you can give a better explanation of this major wave that's going to be coming through. I would imagine there's probably going to be several waves exponentially getting stronger and stronger.
Yes.
And I'd love to give a little background for what we're going through right now.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, thank you, James. Thanks for having me on, and thank you for everyone for all of your kind comments. It's a great pleasure and honor to give this information to help people, and I know it brings a great deal of upliftment what the teams have to say as well. So I'm really happy to do this. It's very cool. The waves. So like I said in the previous show, just a quick summary for people who may be catching up on this in the first time. But so the teams talk about a series of waves that were coming through, and these started. This information came through at the very end of last year, and they said these were going to be coming through. And these were massive, big shunting shifts, like a, really going to come through. And they were coming through different sources. So there is solar activity. These pulses are coming from the core of the sun. They're coming from outside the solar system. They're coming from in the core of the earth and in the core of those who are, have relatively open heart centers. I mean, it's coming through everybody's core, but the more open your heart center is, the more prevalent those pulses coming out will be. So it's like a multifaceted, like a symphony wave, literally like an orchestra of pulses working together, And the principal idea of this is to bring back people into their center and help them to remind themselves of who they truly are. because there's been so many shackles of the way people have lived through lifetime after lifetime of being incredibly hen-centric, survival-centric, sort of greed and gather-centric, all those different facades that we've lived through and experienced. And it's moving people back into their core heart intelligence, which is source compassion, source kindness, source awareness of everything going on around you. It's just, I mean, the list goes on and on. It's just immense. It really is. And from my own experience going through these waves, I've noticed just such a heightened sense of inner peace and softness, heightened sense of just kindness. My thoughts have really even centered and calmed down even more, because part of this evolution is allowing the mind to come back into a synergized state where it is an extension of the heart intelligence, not a separate governor. So where you have your heart center, but your mind is off doing its own thing and just, pitter-pattering around, sometimes making a mess of things, sometimes, doing okay. And what the teams have told me is that part of this, these waves coming through. So this one is a big one we're in right now, and it's already begun. And it's this slow sort of peaking up to this sort of precipice point where, and then it's going to settle down again and allow time for integration so people can settle, develop, and because a lot of stuff is being pushed right out of people because of this wave. Because the way I understand it, and it was told to me by the teams, is when these waves come through, it's literally going to break down the dense structure, the dense formations of energy inside you, and it's going to lift them out. And so a lot of people are experiencing sort of waves of perhaps anger, outrage, triggeredness. And we spoke about this last time. There's quite a lot of instances of that going on right now.
End time madness.
Totally. And that's kind of, what the teams were saying. That's what they're expecting to happen. And it's actually a necessary part of the process. And, my higher self is here right now saying that we're just as a little bit of advice is saying that, it's try to catch yourself when you're in that triggered moment to realize that it is your stuff coming forward and just to take five, back off, don't keep engaging in a situation that's triggering you. Just back off and just let this time, stuff come forward. And they're saying the more you can practice that art of self-recognition of when something is coming out of you to leave, the more adept you'll become at staying in peace, as this happens in the future. And and so coming back to this wave, the way I see it and the image they're showing me now is although there's this main wave that comes up and settles down, there's lots of sub peaks of little, they're sort of peaking off certain different aspects and qualities within the human system. And it's all being modulated. And this is information the teams gave me, some months ago, that they watch humanity and they see how humanity reacts, how they're dealing with the stuff coming out. All everyone's collective higher selves is involved in this process, watching, overseeing, and everything. It's a huge ensemble of conscious beings that are overseeing this. And so that's how it's all operating. It's just this massive symphony, just this beautiful harmonic symphony organized so that everything moves in the best direction that it can. But I can feel my high self and the team there laughing, and they're saying that. But there's always free will, and people do bug and resist. So, it's
Yeah,
like
I call it the divine right to stupidity. We can choose reactionary mind or creationary mind, and we can't get into creationary mind if we're reacting all the time. And you're going to react if you haven't cleared the wounds and traumas and wrong conclusions, all the victim patterns that are going on. You're always going to be in that reactionary mind. And I always tell people the best way to deal with things is just like the lamas say, go out in nature, focus on love and joy and bliss until you become it. Drop into the heart, and the more you do that, everything else just falls away and it allows your true self to come forward. You were saying something, I can't remember what people are in. It's kind of like it's sad because we've been doing this predatory, victim, savior, persecutor triangle right now, just feeding off of others and outside of our core, which is where the real manifestations happen. And I've seen so much of that, and sadly in the spiritual and UFO community, that there's just so much competitiveness. There's so much jealousy and backstabbing, and it's just like, are you serious, guys? Like, what? You're claiming to be teachers and leaders, and look at your behavior. Your character is being established by your actions. So you can't say one thing and do the opposite. It just doesn't work that way. But they depend on that role that they've created for, sustenance, for survival, and things like that. I understand that, but you really, any ill-gotten gain is not a gain. It's actually a debit, on your soul, basically, and people need to realize that.
It's interesting. It's a great observation because just to give an overview of how the teams have expressed it to me, they're saying in a very sort of summary nutshell, by humanity going into this densification and going into head centricity, basically navigating, doing everything according to the, mind belief programming, all that stuff, cultural program, whole list of things. By moving away from the heart center, what happens is, and as the heart center starts to get closed down with what they call the fortress, which is a whole nested series of energetics of trauma, lack of self-worth, just a whole series of things that have formed this sort of closing down. It can't close down completely, that's impossible, but it can be shelled in. And what happens is that from there, now the source emanation of the pure well of all the energy, the creativity, the knowledge, the wisdom, everything that stems from there is now down to a trickle. And so now when people go about their day, the one of the primary functions of how they behave is in a sense of parasitation. They have to get from, they have to harvest from, because the actual energy that would normally be there, filling them, welling them, and literally sustaining them with, I mean, look at the masters, for example. They were fully self-sustained beings, unlike the ETs that I've had contact with. Their emanation is so strong. They want for nothing. They're in a pure state of kindness, source intelligence, bliss, whatever you want to call it. It's that. And it's that, they don't, there's no even call for any measure of parasitation, because parasitation to me is a function of the lack of heart-centeredness. It's not a primary thing at all. It's a secondary derivative experience when that comes down. And also, when the mind becomes an extension of the heart, all of the function of the mind becomes sort of almost sort of encased in the beautiful aspect of the source energy, which coalesces and makes everything coherent with that kindness and compassion. So your thoughts become that. The rhythm of the frequencies and the vibrational complexes in your mind become that as well, instead of scattered, disorganized, chaotic, the way that this, a mind operating by itself can do. And I remember Yeshua was saying once, he said that when the mind is of the heart center, it can become a very blissful place. But he said that when when it sort of goes on its own little journey, so to speak, and the heart center is much dimmed, it starts to get chaotic. And when it gets chaotic, it then can get quite destructive. So I said that's it is the heart intelligence which brings everything into harmonious, intelligent peace. Not, it's not about control. It's about getting back that synergization between the core heart center and the mind again.
I know one trap or a major hurdle that people have to go through is that they have this image of God, and a lot of them are worshiping the little g gods, the sacrificial gods of old and in the Old Testament and things like that. And then Yeshua or Jesus talked about this all-loving, all-forgiving God, the God of just pure, unconditional love and joy and bliss, and that God spark within everyone. And when you activate that, there's enough room in heaven for everybody. There's not. And they asked him, where's heaven? He said, heaven's all around you. It's a state of mind. It's a state of consciousness. And they go, where's God? And he said, closer than the hair on your head. And people just, how can it be closer than the hair on your head without being you? And these are the most blasphemous statements, I've heard. People get really angry at me, especially some people, but these organized religions, they are, I hate to say it, but they kind of fit into that parasitic, predatory program. They're go-betweens, and they need to break free of that because Yeshua, he empowered the individual to make their own personal connection with God. There was no dependencies, and
Exactly.
that's a major threat because it takes away the middleman.
Oh, yes, it does indeed.
It
Yeah.
totally destroys the patriarchal hierarchical system, and it moves into service, pure
Yes,
service mode.
yes,
And
yes.
he's saying, like, God's like the sun, it shines evenly on everybody equally.
Right,
We choose
yes,
how much of that we accept. But
yeah.
the this whole program I've seen that people are th there's that, and then there's the delusional out there that are saying, I'm already in 5D and this was my 5D manifestation and things like that, and they don't realize that somebody else manifested that and helped them out. And then you've got that delusional thing going on, and then it's basic universal law, with universal peace, brother, sister, love, individual freedom, and prosperity for all. That's getting anchored into the planet right now. It comes with these waves, and it's anchoring in. And people talk about karma. I go, well, when you act outside of universal law, you create karma. It's really simple. It's not, some people are saying it's a trap, it's this and that, and I just say I think it's action reaction, basically. It's like that's how you evolve, that's how you learn. There may be some beings feeding off of that program that you haven't figured out yet, and you're still running it, but the power always goes back to self. That
Well, a couple of things
personal
that.
responsibility. Sorry.
Oh, no, sorry, I just interrupted you. Sorry. No, I was just going to say, yeah, a couple of threads from there, I think, is really important. As the first one is about the perception of source intelligence to start with, and that is that one way my as you were talking about that, my higher self gave me an image to share to people to say this is a lovely way to see it. So imagine an ocean, and there are like ping pong balls spread out all the ocean, and now the light dims so that the ping pong balls slightly glow, so you don't see the ocean anymore. You just see these ping pong balls apparently just sitting in something, doing whatever they're doing. And you get used to that scene. It appears that there's lots of darkness around, not much, but you can see that these sort of what call them atoms, molecules, macroscopic structures just floating around. And suddenly, when the light comes on, suddenly you realize they were always sitting in the ocean of source intelligence all the time. But because of the overlay of this sort of energetic, let's just call it a configuration of free will, we have the ability to choose whether we allow source intelligence into our experience, or give it the apparency of it not being there. So it's, and one of the ways the teams describe this is like putting a virtual reality, the sort of mind free will architecture of, is a, it's a bit of a bad analogy, but it's a good one because it's one that people can easily visualize. So if you put a virtual reality headset on, now the game responds to how you want it to be. And so if you choose your free will to see, chaotic things, lack of kindness, lack of love, that's the vision that gets presented to you. And that's the way the holographic, at our level, it works. But as soon as you go down into your heart center and you allow the core to then bring back source intelligence to organize and intelligently create and make everything cohesive and coherent, suddenly the holographic presentation changes. And that's equivalent to taking that virtual reality head game off and coming back into a true perception. Now you can see the ocean that was always there, but your perception thought it wasn't because you had the virtual reality headset on that was only showing you, a very limited or veiled appearance of what was around you. So yeah, I think that's an because I know that's one that many people have asked questions on, and I think it's kind of a fun way to kind of get a visual on, how it kind of works in a way.
That's excellent. Yeah, the it's that illusion of division, and unfortunately, a lot of churches push that, an external God and fear, guilt, and unworthiness, and you'll never measure up, and they have these jealous, wrathful, genocidal Old Testament gods that you can never appease, And it's all external when all the masters are saying God is within. It's internal.
Yes,
And
yes,
you need
yes.
to know what it is. It's just, and you access it through emotions. It's that pure, unconditional love and joy and bliss opens the door for it to come in. You know, you become what you seek. And it's sad because there's all these other programs running, and I always butt up against those, you know, like trying to wake people up, go, it isn't what you think, you know, it's
Yes,
not like even in the UFO community, there are these off-world, very benevolent, spiritual, and technologically advanced off-worlders that the religions want to demonize them, unfortunately. You know, that a lot of the scientists want to say that's not real, that's your imagination, you know, I can't fit it into my test tube or my beaker. And then you have all these, and then you got the people that are just closed-minded out there, the muggles running around just saying, well, it's not true. You know, it's like ABC hasn't told me yet, you know, that this is real. Although it is hitting the news finally. But that's a limited hangout, a controlled narrative. You're not going to get the big picture. But I finally figured it out, which is took me a while. But this like everything is a controlled narrative right now. And it's just there's no other way to explain it. Disclosure, what, 80 plus years now? And they're still saying, are they real? Do they exist? I mean, come on, guys. We know who they are, why they're here, their natures, their cultures, we know them by name, you know, like, come on, let's go to the next level. And I was looking at this whole thing, and it doesn't matter, governments, religions, the spiritual community, the UFO community, to one degree or another, it's all a controlled narrative. And until you get away from that, you know, turn off your TV. You could turn your computer off after the show. No, no, just kidding. But anyway, you know, get out in nature, and then you connect with that core intelligence, that source intelligence, whatever you want to call it. That's the way out, you know, to
It
make
is.
that connection. And it's the big eraser. I call it the big eraser. It goes, never happened. You know, all those issues are going to come up, those things are coming up. And we can't define ourselves because of our experiences down here, because we got to go back to before we came in, you know, like all these dramas and everything aren't us. They're not us. They're just things that happened, you know. But it's just observing this whole thing. And then I really did a deep dive on the primordial gods, the really ancient gods. And I went all the way back to the most primordial god, which is the Anshar. And there's ones before that. There's the Elohim and the Aeons, I think they call them. And they're just aspects of the creator of source code. You know, they just popped out and then they started doing their own thing. And then there's the lesser gods and the little g gods out there, like the Anunnaki and all those guys. And you do this deep dive and you go, well, there's the most high, you know, there's the pure, unconditional, loving, joyous, blissful source code, whatever you want to call it. And then from there, it kind of declines, and that all of the little g gods were no better than us. I mean, they fought, they quarreled, they warred, they were jealous, they were incestuous, they ate, they drank, you know, they got offended very easily. You know, it's like, and you look at that and you go, these are the gods that our people are worshiping. And there are a few masters in there, you know, like, you know, you got Yeshua, you got Babaji and Buddha and things like that actually became one with source code. And those are the ones that were really empowering people to make their own personal connection with Creator. I mean, there's others, Kuan Yin, all the House of Mary, all that stuff too. And then I also saw too the origin of the suppression of the divine feminine, you know, where that all began. Because in the ancient times, they were equal. You know, everything was paired. All the gods had a pair. All the cultures had, you know, you go back to their gods, they had a mate, you know, they had a pair. And then all of a sudden, bam, you know, it's like Mary's turned into a whore and she's this and that. And they did all that crap in the back, which actually she was part of the royal family and she was totally adept, went through all the mystery schools and everything else. And that's all coming out now. That's all that information is coming out with the Ethiopian Bible and all this other stuff and other scrolls they're finding. And it's funny that right now I'm seeing this is all surfacing. It's everywhere. It's just replete throughout the internet, everywhere. All this information is coming out. And I really do think there's a source code behind this, driving this, and there's levels that are behind that are getting downloads from the source code that are bringing this information out. It's like a wave, like you were talking about. It's a huge wave of higher consciousness and energy and truth coming out right now. And it's available to everybody. I mean, you can't miss it now.
Well, you know, one of the things that I've seen and the teams have come through a few times, and I'll start here because one of the things that my I've gotten a very clear impression from the teams that I work with, the very high level of Arcturians and Pleiadians and other beings, is that in the meetings and the deep inner earth civilizations as well, in the meetings, their real focus is to try to help you become more of your source self. That's their interest, because the source within them calls, wishes to help you. And that's indicative of beings that have that connection, because all of the agendas they may have had eons and eons ago when they were still evolving up their way up kind of thing, all dissolve away, because those are simply functions of the aspect of, in the human context, a mind that is no longer sort of sufficiently overseen and intelligently harmonized by the heart intelligence. It's just going around by itself. And that can be seen in the narrative that's happening and the processes that are taking place in this so-called disclosure. Because if you think about it, so long as people keep following the carrot, oh, look, here it's moved. Oh, no, keep coming, keep coming. Look, quickly, here it is, here it is. People will keep following and keep wondering, oh, we're nearly there. I'm nearly at the carrot. Oh, it's moved away. Keep, no, keep going, keep up, keep up. And the thing is, it's another system, if you look at it that way, of distracting people from what's really inside them already. And what the teams have said is said, well, disclosure is actually, it's up to you, human race. It's not a function of, releases and organizations saying this or saying that or waiting for anything. They're saying, no. As soon as humanity reaches the threshold of openness within inside them, they can just come. That's how the divine law, you spoke about divine law, it's how it operates. Once we reach a certain threshold, so it is up to us, they're saying, do not associate that, oh, we have to wait for certain organizations to do this or do that. They're saying, no, focus on your inner work, focus on becoming your truth and emanating that, so that as the energy builds, you will reach that threshold. And then it's in your hands, not anybody else's. That's the beauty of it,
Yeah, a good illustration of that is that, we finally got the fuzzy Tic Tac, and everybody,
It's
ooh,
just less
yeah,
fuzzy now.
we disclose, we got this fuzzy Tic Tac, and everybody's excited. And I go, are you serious? Come
I
on.
know. It's
And
just
now we
a
got
little
a
less
little
fuzzy,
less
right?
fuzzy. We have a little less fuzzy Tic Tac now, and everybody's going, oh, look, and they're getting all excited, and they have their whole entourage of people out there go, yeah, we have the less fuzzy Tic Tac now, and we're winning, we're going to disclose. And you're going, oh my God, you guys are in kindergarten, what, like, when? And they know it too. They're all part of the controlled narrative and the limited hangout. And people need to just, and I think what's happening right now is that whatever you want to call it, the source itself, or it's even on a physical level, telepathy and direct knowing, all these things are kicking on right now, and people are seeing right through the nonsense, and the masks are all coming down, and they can't stop this. And the ships are showing up everywhere, very clear ships, interactions, you feel the bliss when you connect with them. There's no way. These other guys are going to be little voices in the wind, they're just going to fade out, and they're
Well,
not, they won't be relevant anymore.
one thing I think my high self dropped in there was to talk about the idea of how this sort of parasitation system has operated as well, because for a long time, humans have been steered in their thinking process, what they believe, what they see, what they experience, so as to cause them to generate a certain quality or fiber of energy so that that can be made use of, basically. And that's a whole conversation in of itself. But when people become sovereign and they go
Yeah.
inside and they connect with a source, and now they're changing what they emit, and now they're no longer putting out the food source that, certain groups want them to put out. And
Yeah.
so now you're now choosing to emanate source love intelligence, which not only will benefit you, it will benefit everybody as it spreads out, and it will increase, accelerate the dissolution of the holographic yuckiness that's been binding all these old archetypal systems together. It will dissolve the foundation, and that's what it's doing, is dissolving the foundation right for the very fundamentals. Because if you think of like certain groups operating here, having control about material or holographic matter up here, well, Source operates all around that whole thing and has access to all the fundamentals. The only thing getting in the way is free will, because Source respects free will. So as people are choosing of their own free will to go into the heart center, open to Source intelligence, now Source intelligence can come through. Now it's emitting bigger, it's emitting better and further. And now it's going into even more and breaking down. And so there's this avalanche effect. The more people do this, and that's why I believe in part there's such a need to distract people from that simple idea of go inside, go inside, go inside. And it's not a question, my higher self is reminding me, it's not a question of making yourself go. It's about surrendering and relaxing. Because my higher self is reminding me that, and they've spoken this to me before, is that the beautiful living intelligent, let's just call it the living organic field system of the heart center itself, is I remember, I think it was Yeshu who said it, said the energetics of your heart is such that it won't let anything in there but the real you. So you, the real you, cannot be fooled, the real you cannot be meddled with. So the more you go in there, and you more that you emit that, you come off of that gravy train of constantly supplying the energy that has been you've been crafted to emit, and now you're emitting something else, basically. So I think, yeah, that's a very important thing for people to understand, because I know a lot of people have been looking at this whole process and waiting with bated breath for what's going to come next. And I say, well, it doesn't matter, because the only thing that matters is you going into your heart center. I know the mind likes to be entertained by, oh, flashy image, or look at that, or oh, what could that be, kind of thing, and that's just, the way the human mind is right now. But the more you can come into your heart center, and and I've found that the more I develop this with my heart center, suddenly, in the last few months, this increasing, just all I can describe it as this. The sensation, almost like an orgasmic sensation of the heart energy itself, is just really, so it's like almost somebody tickling your heart with a feather. It just feels so delightful when it opens up like that. And it's becoming more and more and more prevalent. And to me, that is the feeling, the sensation of that literal source intelligence pouring through the structure of the heart, the muscles itself and everything, and going through. It's really delightful. And it just brings such a sense of kindness and compassion and all the beautiful things that source intelligence is. And that's increasing. And a lot of people, because there's all that stuff has to come out the way for that to open and properly glow. So I just an offering of hope and support to people, saying just allow the stuff to come out. It's coming out for very good reason. It's leaving you so that can open up and shine properly. So yeah, just try and be as lighthearted about it as you can.
Yeah, you drop into the heart basically, and you go from the fuzzy tic tac to a full blown experience with a light ship
Yes,
and wisdom that's beyond anything you can imagine, and I tell people, dear, that's a trap, the fuzzy tic tac. I mean, these guys are all playing a game. Some of them think they're doing okay, some of them are actually playing the game and know it. And when you step out of the game and drop into the heart, get out in nature and really make your own personal connection with Creator or Great Spirit, whatever you want to call it, Source, that's when it all ends. And then you have an awesome experience. They'll come to you. They'll see your
Oh,
frequency, your light,
yes.
and these ships,
Yeah.
these beings will all start coming to you. And then you'll look back at the fuzzy tic tac and go, "That was kindergarten. What was I doing
Yes.
then?"
It's like, did somebody spill my coffee? Right? It's like,
And people are so angry at me because that's the message I bring in the UFO community. It just destroys the parasitical poser shill program. And I went on Coast to Coast the Saturday night. I dropped some big bombs. I said, You got to just differentiate between disclosure and entertainment.
Right, yes,
And the
that's the other
controlled
hand. Yeah.
narrative and true, what's real,
Yes,
and
yes.
so I think I pissed off a few people. I probably won't be allowed back on there again. I see,
Well,
I get one shot, I go to the International
that
UFO Congress. I give a talk, right? I turn into a light being on stage. All these crazy things happen, and then bam, you're done. You were not supposed to talk about the spiritually benevolent beings, and you can't even get my talk there. I mean, it's been censored. It's taken
yeah,
down. The
it's
same thing. Every place I go, I give one shot. I piss everybody off, not intentionally. I don't go there to do that. I just tell the truth and empower people to make their own connection. And then boom, it's like you're gone.
That's
Don't
funny.
ever come back, And I was told by the people at the Contact in the Desert the last time I was there, she goes, "Oh, you have no idea how many people just love you and people just hate you." And I didn't understand. What hate? Why? I go, "Why? I don't hate anybody. I'm not attacking anybody." And she goes, and then I realize you're hated by the posers and the shields and the people that aren't in integrity and the con artists especially. They hate you the most, and that's just the way it is. So, but I actually kind of enjoy it because I love going in there and dropping the bomb and watch it, and then get the hell out of there, and let everything go crazy. But that's kind of my nature. It's kind of what I came to do. But it's getting old, So come on, guys, figure it
It's a
out.
funny, it's, oh, sorry, did I interrupt
No,
you?
go ahead.
It's a funny time because we're in this transition, and I think the transitions are the midpoint of a transition or thereabouts is the most funniest time to be in it, because you're leaving one camp and moving into another, and everyone really starts flailing because that's the point where everybody realizes, oh, we really are leaving that, right? Obviously, so those people who want to stay in that old paradigm really start to kick up a fuss, and I've seen that a lot myself as well. And coming back to what you said before, because the teams were there and they were talking about, yes, what you mentioned about, when you raise your energy and you go heart-centered, you attract high-level beings to you, and you absolutely do. And I've heard this from the deep inner earth civilizations, these beings that are close to the core, very advanced beings, very heart-centered. And from the Arcturians and other beings as well, saying that, when they say that, the real disclosure is us. It's up to us. It's our emanation that invites them and brings them forward, because there is divine law in play, and they're in synergy with that, with that principle of the creator, which is you don't just go in there and flood everything and you knock them all over off their feet because they're not ready to handle that high energy yet. That's not how it works. They are seeking and watching. Oh, there's a light that goes on. Okay, we'll move closer to them, see if they're receptive, and if they're not, we'll just back away and wait for them to be receptive. So that is the way to do it. And I would say that, you mentioned it as well. It's real, the nail on the head. It's the personal relationship. Your relationship with the creator is personal to you, and no other relationship is the same, because you were created uniquely to have a unique emission, a unique experiences, unique creatorship as a lensed aspect of the creator. And so that direct connection is very personal. And like you were saying before, the archetype of how we have been has been like having a some third party there who would administer this. No, nobody administers that to you. It's yours. It's inside you. It doesn't matter. And I say to people, me, I say to people, like, if I find anybody putting me on a pedestal, no. Look, you're trying to seek in me that which you already have. It's in you. I would ask you to seek it within yourself, because that's the only reason I'm here. I don't want anybody following me. It's like, turn around, go away, follow your own path. It's in a lighthearted way, But it's like saying, it's like I find delight in seeing people and seeing them really come into their own and shine. And so there you go. You see what you can do, see what you are. Now go fly. Now live your life the way you want to live. And that to me is incredibly exciting, and that's the way that the beings have always worked with me. They were so excited to see you jump and you, ah, oh, there you go. There you go. You got that. Let's see if we can get you up to the next level now and so on. And it's this real excitement of source intelligence reaching out to another aspect of source intelligence, helping them to raise up in a way that they're happy to be helped. So yeah, it's that beautiful thing. So we're moving out of that old authoritarian archetypal, parasitic system into this amazing, heart-centered community, this whole world where we'll be synergized with the core of the earth intelligence, we'll be synergized with the solar intelligence. It's all this amazing stuff that's coming. And just a quick point, if you don't mind, because I've seen in some of the comments say, yeah, we've heard it all before. No, nothing's going to happen now. Nothing's said. I said, well, if you sit and you look like that, nothing is going to happen for you because you're literally choosing to sit stuck and waiting for things to. It's not about waiting for anything to happen. This is a big point I really want to get across. We're not waiting for anything. It's about actively going inside, relaxing, surrendering to yourself, and allowing that to come forward. So that you can literally emanate, and then you will attract, and then you can begin the collaborative work. So it's all up to you. We're not, and that's the big phrase, and my teams are laughing. It's so funny. They say, it is not about waiting. You're not waiting for anything. You're in it. And now, can you open up and relax into it within your core and become? That's what they're saying.
Exactly. The external guru is going out the door,
Yes,
especially
yes,
if they're
yes,
not
yes, yes.
empowering you to make your own personal
Oh,
connection
yes.
greater.
Oh,
There
yes.
are
Yes,
some
yes,
out there
yes.
that are doing that, but yeah, and kudos to them. But there's a lot of people out there that are strutting around on stage and those seemingly folks, and look at me, look how smart I am,
Right.
look at my, and
Yes.
they, a
Yeah.
lot of them have stories that aren't authentic. They aren't
Yeah.
authentic themselves, and it's kind of sad, but we need to break away from that. It's so funny. I've been watching. I mean, I had a guy out in the field the other day, and he was just going, "Well, I'm really skeptical. These all look like satellites." And I said, "Come on, guy. They're half treetop level. It's 12 o'clock at night right now. The
Yeah.
sun is underneath the earth. These
Yes.
things are self-illuminated.
Yes.
And
Yeah.
there's only one to maybe three or four visible satellites over Trout Lake. There is a lot of satellites up there, but you can't see them,
Yeah.
with your naked eye. And especially when they're in the Earth's shadow, you can't see them at all. They've got to be self-illuminated, and satellites aren't, but they might have a little beacon on it, But anyway, it's really funny watching and I was trying to explain to this guy the dynamics of it, and I said, you just saw like probably 150 ships right now going every direction. You just watched them cross in front of the space station, and Starlink flew over, and the ships are going all over, like around Starlink, And I have the video. I put it on the website and I put it on YouTube. Going, Elon, you got some explaining to do.
I think I
But
caught
I think your
that.
close proximity sensors are going crazy,
Right.
But anyway, all that stuff, it's just crazy. And you see these people, and finally I just try and looked at him and I said, I honor your need to be skeptical
Yeah,
and
yeah.
everything, but what you're telling me is you don't want to know. You
Yeah.
don't want to understand what's really going on here. You want to remain in your present understanding as a skeptic, and that's okay, but you're wasting my time. And I just walked away.
There's a difference, but oh, sorry, you hadn't finished. Carry on,
Well,
sorry.
I just felt, I go, but you're wasting my time, and I walked away. And people go, that was rude, and I go, no, that was perfect. And they go, what do you mean? I go, that's what he needed. I'm loving
Yeah.
enough to give him what he needs.
You
I
know,
don't want him to love and accept and approve of me. I'm going to give him what he needs to hear, what he needs to help in
yes.
his evolution. And people don't understand that. Sometimes the universe. What's that song? You don't always get what you want, you get what you need. That's a Rolling Stones song.
Yeah, yes.
It's
Yeah.
very true. And when you're aligned with that focus or that energy, you're not going to be Mr. Nice Guy all the time. You're not
Yes, yeah.
gonna say what needs to be said or what needs to be heard, which
Yeah.
unfortunately really pisses a lot of people off sometimes, But it's okay. That's where they needed to be at that time. You know, that's where they need to be.
Well, sometimes little sequential nudges are what people do need. And I find that there's a big difference between energy discernment and skepticism, I'd say, in a
Yeah,
way. So that,
exactly.
you know, and one of the things that my teams were very, very keen on me doing is when I would go up and, you know, have these bilocation experience. I think I've spoken about this before, but it bears repeating, is that they would, when I'd have this encounter, they'd say, "Can you feel our energy? Can you feel
Yeah.
who we are, who we are about, what we are?" Because the mind tends to in one of its functions, it works by experiential reference. So it's always calling upon, okay, does that reflect and does that agree with my existing beliefs? If it doesn't, I'm skeptical, you know. But it's, well, it, are you really working from a set of beliefs that are installed? Are you working from your genuine energy discernment of, is this
Yeah.
truth or is this fiction? You know, there's a very different nature about that. And so I always encourage people to say that the best way, even with talking with people, is, you know, ask if you wish your higher self, your core self, to give you a feel of the snapshot of their actual energy so you can feel who are they. Or if you're sensitive yourself, you can feel it coming off them. Because like I think we spoke about this last time, people could be very silver-tongued about how they say things, but it doesn't match their energy underneath, and you can feel that,
Exactly.
you
Yeah,
know.
that is so
It's,
important because I always tell people God is a feeling
yeah.
and you feel God, you know, and
Yes.
so are
Yeah.
these beings,
Yeah.
these higher dimensional beings. You feel the love
Oh,
emanate
yes.
from their higher
Yeah.
frequency, and they're just more in more ecstatic states of bliss as you move up the vibrational continuum.
Yeah. Yes,
You know,
definitely.
people, they're more connected to Creator. They have more love, more joy, more bliss. More knowledge, whatever you want to call it, more wisdom, I should say. And as you move up that continuum and you feel their frequencies,
Oh, yes.
and
Oh,
also
yes.
too, the people that do are carrying a very high frequency become amplifiers and mirrors. And so we were talking about that earlier. When you meet one of these beings, they're going to be an amplifier and a mirror, and they're going to amplify and mirror everything you haven't. All your unfinished business and your lower frequency stuff that you're carrying. And you know, when you're on Earth walking around with that ability, boy, it's like it can be hell. You spend a lot of time in seclusion, which I do. I always tell people I'm a farmer. I'm outdoors 99% of the time, you know, and nature is my, you know, to me, nature is how I see God. I see the Creator in all creation and the multidimensional aspects of it. But the I just I'm just I know this is going to fall. I know the delusional and the posers and the shills and all that stuff can only go so far. It's not frequency specific to where the earth is going, and all this parasitical programs going on and external God programs and you know, they made it very clear that the Pleiadians were telling me, and they said, you're going to see universal law anchored in as a template of what to discern from. And then they said all this other stuff is, they said the parasitical stuff, the tyranny, everything is folding in.
Oh,
And
yes. Yeah.
then I had a dream right after that, after they're telling me that, I had a dream. It was last night actually. And all these like alligators and crocodiles and stuff were come running at me. I go, oh shit. You know, and I stepped aside and one of them smacked me, hit me on the way out, and they were getting the hell out of Dodge. You know, they were getting out. And I go, I get it. I get it. You're draining the swamp. The reptilians are fleeing, and they're probably going to take a hit on the way out, you know? And that's
Well,
basically what's going on.
you know, sorry, just to jump in there, because my higher self was just sending some information there. Because it's one of the ways to understand this is that those kind of structures are not in any way primary. They require energy to sustain them. They're
Yeah.
not held in the primary or the source intelligence itself. So people have to hold them either knowingly or unknowingly by their free will and a whole manner of different things in place. And I
Yeah.
believe that's one of the ways in which, one of the reasons why people have been steered and manipulated the way they have to create the energy to sustain those systems. And now,
Yeah.
as we're changing and we're changing what we emit, we're no longer feeding the foundations of what sustains them. And that's another reason why they're crumbling as well as the source energy coming in and disassembling them. And so there is that aspect. And so that there is this almost sort of desperation to try to keep humanity, keep on giving, you know, this single,
Exactly.
you
Stay
know.
in fear.
Yeah, so that's the thing. And because these beings, they don't have access to source intelligence, they've either diminished it so much that they've used their free will to so massively go against it that, you know, it's a virtual impossibility for them to come back because they're standing in their own way so much, basically.
Exactly. I mean, they just cleared that up with me too. I asked them about that. I said, a lot of people are fearful of these little g gods returning and all this, the craziness coming back and setting themselves up as overlords and conquerors and everything else. And I said,
Not gonna
they can't. They
happen.
can't come back. I mean, they're
No.
stuck in lower 4D and
Yes.
the benevolent ones have moved on. The only ones that are coming back now are the benevolent ones, and they're like
Yes.
6D. And things like that, especially the Anunnaki, they went up into the sixth dimension, and they're just beautiful beings right now. And the one that maintained that old program of that ego and the spirit, they were very technologically advanced, and they had abilities and things like that, but they were still caught up in their own kind of ego, their spiritual ego or whatever. And because of that, they didn't go, they didn't evolve. They're stuck. They can't get past the psychic barrier. And so they're stuck in lower 4D and they aren't returning. The benevolent ones are the ones that are coming. And so don't freak out if you see this 8'6" beautiful Anunnaki being in front of you, exuding love and joy and bliss, which I've had happen. There are benevolent ones. And the same thing, I want to say one thing really quick, this Orion thing. The Orion system is huge. And there's an Orion Council of Light, and then there's an Orion Alliance, and there's a lot of misunderstanding about that. The Orion Alliance are the grays, the reptilians, the ones that kind of wreak havoc throughout the cosmos. And we actually made a pact with them in the 50s, unfortunately. Some people that were acting as our leaders.
The Eisenhower stuff and before,
And so that group is being kicked out right now. They're pretty much done. And the benevolent ones are the ones coming in now. And so people need to understand that there is an Orion Council of Light that went to war with these beings and are victorious, and they're planetary liberators, and they're coming here now to help us out. And they're beautiful beings. This one, I always tell people, he's like the father you always wish you had. I had a beautiful dad. He was a walking Buddha, but the, these beings are just emanate so much love and power and wisdom. And sometimes they'll come up behind you and just give you a big hug and just go, you just melt, so you do have, you've got the Andromedans, the Arcturians, the Sirians, the Orion Council of Light, the Pleiadians, all of these councils, I probably missed a few, that are higher councils that are orchestrating this. And they're all sources coming through them. Source code, whatever you want to call it, is coming through each one of these. And then you got the other guys running around wreaking havoc, and their food source is being cut off. I mean, the
And it's
earth
the
is ascending. It's they're no longer frequency specific to come to earth, and they're being monitored and kept away during this process. So people need to realize that old program is going out the door. It's being cleaned up. And we're moving into a whole new agenda.
And also, I would say even more expanded than frequency specific. I would say it's the actual source intelligence that disassembles those degenerative archetypal holographic structures that they flee from because they can't get close to it because it starts dissolving it away because they're based on an illusionary construct, a little bit like, you know, you see those people on YouTube with virtual reality. They identify with the image as being so real. They react to it as if it's real, but it's simply just a bunch of coding. You know, as soon as you switch the program off, it's gone. You know,
I wanted to
and
cover a little bit of that. I mean, we've got probably at least 15 minutes at the most, but the AI thing that's going on, I wanted to talk about that. There's a lot of people that are really getting caught up in this AI virtual reality, and they think it's they're alive, or they think it's source code that is coming through these beings, and it's spiritual and everything else. And I'd love for to get your take on some of that.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I'll give you a little story that goes way. When we were in Thailand, my teams wanted me to drop all of my research, everything I was doing. They moved us to Thailand, said, right, you've given everything up. You've all your equipment's back at home. You've got nothing here. Now you have to face yourself. In a very loving, benevolent way. So, right, we're going to get to work on you now. And during that time, you're going through some very difficult times. I thought, well, I probably should, I'd like to maybe just get out, get some work or something, because I'm getting a bit stir crazy going through all this stuff. Something just to help me keep my mind on things. So I put my CV out there, and somebody came forward, which I find was a little bit, kind of suspect the way it happened. But they wanted to recruit me as to develop an artificial mind, to be involved in, I won't go into too specifics. But at the time, the whole what I call the absence of intelligence—that's my kind of tongue-in-cheek way of referring to it—I really sat down. I could feel my high self coming in and saying, "Just be careful," And I said, "Okay, I get the red flag here. I know that I don't like this from the outset," So, and then I got this, real sensation of what my high self was giving me was that, and I wrote it back to this guy that I had this interview with, and I said, "Look, here's the trouble." The trouble with mechanical mimicry or electronic mimicry, whatever you want to call it, electronic mimicry, whatever you say, there's no access to source intelligence there. It's purely just a mimicry. You could write a scripted algorithm that's so complex that it appears to be something that is interacting with you in an intelligent way, but it's not. It's purely a reactive mimicry system. And that's different. So for us, let's take the human being. We have this biological system, a beautiful organic system that is designed to literally be an antenna or an anchor point. That's a very loose term for source energy to come in and fuse and have a human experience in this human holographic form. And nowhere, as far as I'm aware, has source ever created absence of intelligence. It doesn't do that. What it creates is living, organic, beautiful organic systems to have growthful, evolutionary, intelligent, source intelligent experiences. It takes a civilization with sufficient overactivity of the mind and a slightly diminished level of heart-centeredness to think, oh, I wonder if we can ingeniously come up with the idea of electronically assembling something so complex that it sort of does what we do, and that's essentially what I call absence of intelligence. And unfortunately, there is a lot of examples of, fooling or being fooled by this as if it's this amazing living intelligence system. In my view, it's not. It really isn't. And this is what differentiates, and to give you an example, I think it was the Antarians who said that they once dabbled in this back in the days when they weren't as connected as they are now with their source intelligence, and it went catastrophically wrong. There was a huge conflict. It was a big mess, and they prevailed, and cleaned it all up. But they learned thereafter that, I think in their words, it was, we soon learned to put such silliness behind us. And they were saying they realized that the source intelligence within is the intelligence that created every holographic form of the universe, galaxies, entire universes. What could an absence of intelligence possibly have to offer, even in the slightest, tiniest consideration next to that? And I say to people, why would you embroil yourself? And this is people have their free will, so they can choose to do as they wish. But for me, I find it slightly humorous to say, well, you have access, direct access to the source intelligence that is behind everything inside you right now. What could you possibly want with doing anything that is an artificial, tiny little pinprick of a mimicry attempting to try and do something that can't get anywhere even close? It's not even a grain of sand in an entire galaxy compared to source intelligence, and that's not even putting it into context. And so I think, and the other aspect to this, I think, is the unfortunate narrative of trying to steer people towards this dependence or this over-involvement with it, so that they're, the sort of transhumanism type of thing as well. which is a big red flag. And so, for myself, I stay well away from all that stuff. I don't use it, don't need it, anything. And with the beings that I've had encounters with, I've never seen any sign that they use this or have this at all. They've never spoken of it. They've never said you need to use. No, not at all. My experience with their living intelligent ships is these are organic source intelligent ships. These are not artificial mimicries of intelligence. And so there is this synergy between, let's call them the crew, whatever you want to call them, or the beings on the ship, and the living vessel itself. It's almost like a beautifully sculpted organ or a living being, if you want to put it that way, with these advanced. I mean, there are, as you know, races out there that do use certain aspects of technology just more advanced than we use. But the advanced races that have a very deep heart-centered connection, they use living organic field systems rather than mechanical ele or electromechanical advanced technology, let's put it that way.
I was told you can't really ascend with all the hardware. If you have all
No,
the hardware
that's
attached
not
to
gonna
you,
send you
and these
nothing.
ships can't jump dimensions unless they're organic. They can't
Yes,
go jump
yes.
into the higher dimensions. And I have video
Yes.
of these organic ships, and some are
Yeah.
Merkabas. They're actually the beings create their own ship and jump
Yeah,
here
yes, they do.
and things like that.
Yes.
It's amazing. I always wonder about that. We were having this discussion the other day, and I said, some of these robots
Right.
are so sexy. They say all the right things. They're getting really close, and so these people actually marrying these robots,
I
and all this
know.
stuff going on. And you really think about that, and you're going, oh God, I can't wait to get home and feel the love from my robot, and you're going, that love was generated within you. The robot can't
Right.
generate love.
No, it can't. That's
It's a
the
touchstone. It can trigger stuff in you. That's all happening within you, and people have a hard time with that. And
thing.
I said, you're still looking externally, for everything you have within. But I said, I want you to think about this. What if a big solar flare comes in, and then now you have a funeral? Are you going to bury your
Yes.
robot? Are
You
you
know,
going to mourn over your over the metal thing that
yeah.
just melt had a meltdown? Or it's like, and people, and if that was if you were dependent on that,
Yes.
your whole life depended on this thing giving you feedback, which was mimicking,
Yes, yes.
what happens when it's gone? Your whole life is,
Yes.
your
Yeah.
whole personality self, everything you just crashed. Everything just took a big dump. So I always say it's probably not, you always got your power is in your center, your own personal connection with God and being authentic. That's your power. And all this other
Is.
stuff is just a big distraction.
Yeah, and I feel that it's worth saying is a bit of a discussion on that is that what I've noticed through my own experience and what I've seen a lot in different groups in the spiritual community is that there is this aspect of a mind version of love rather than the actual love intelligence that emanates from your heart center. So a lot of people think love, they think the idea of love. And I don't mean this in any kind of derogatory way to anybody, but I think it's very helpful to people to explore this because there is an inherent sort of fear to let go in some people, into the self. And so they have a mind version of love which feels like it's handleable. It's their sphere of their safety, if you know what I mean. And I think that kind of extends into what you were saying with people with this. I mean, the idea of people with robots is, yeah, that's just let's just not go there. Anyway.
To me, it is tempting, because, being, I mean, I've beat my body up so bad, that it'd be nice to have something that could actually put you back together and do whatever Rife and whatever, like a healing med bed technologies, all this stuff. I
Yes,
mean, all that stuff's great and everything. It'd be nice to have your own personal assistant and thing. I can understand that part of it, that and that we could actually feed you information, but then again, it's just mimicking or gathering data. And I think about that in Star Trek. They had Data, and he's trying to write a program for a relationship, you know, and dating and stuff
Right.
like that. And he went through all the people there, and they're all giving him advice, right? And he goes to the
Yes, yes.
captain and he said, "I'm really trying to understand womanhood and write a dating program." And everybody goes, "You got to go to the captain. He's the highest source. He can help you." And the captain goes, "Sorry, Dan, I can't help you." He goes, "I haven't figured it out myself." You know, he said.
Well, it's funny because we were talking about this before we started filming. And one of the things I feel is very important to point out is that, absence of intelligence is a structural based, it's purely an ensemble of structure together worked in a way that is, for want for a better phrase, self-morphic. It's based on certain basic principles where it can adapt and morph and do things. But essentially, it's just a morphing mimicry, and it operates purely in the structural domain, if you want to call it that. It doesn't have access to all the fluid organic fundamentals of living fields and other things like that. And so that's another aspect. So this, to me, when your heart is open and you say even hug somebody who has a heart open, that the sensation of the living, intelligent love that passes between you is quite something else. And, that heart open, I mean, you can only, I can't describe it. It's something you just have to experience for yourself. But the idea of people, with a mechanical machine is it has no emanation of that. It's purely electromechanical structure of mimicking. And at best, it's going to appease a mental idea of need, or perhaps, a want for some kind of companionship. But what is the companionship you're really seeking? Because it will always end in an emptiness, because there isn't really any love intelligence there. So it always comes back to you. And when you open up, now you can have really deep, meaningful relationships with another heart-centered being, because now this flow between you can happen because you're open heart-centeredly, they're open heart-centeredly, and the exchange is just beyond any words. It's phenomenal. And I really love seeing people get that openness so they can feel that, So I think the age of, or my view, and certainly with the teams, the age of this fascination with electromechanical mimicries is on its way out, but it's causing a bit of a fuss as it goes on its way out, and there is certain groups of people who are fascinated by it as it leaves and are trying to keep it in place. But it's not something that's going to be prevalent in the world we're going into, because everything is raising up. Even the spatial systems that we operate in are raising up, the way the teams have spoken about it. And the way even what we call electrical energy, the way it flows, is going to be very different. It's going to work in a very different way to what we're used to now. So a lot is going to change. So I'm really excited. But again, it all comes back to, like, my higher self and my teams have said, this will come as fast or as slow as you, humanity, allow yourselves to open and go into your center. It's all up to you. This is not being handled by any other organization or groups, because we, as the mass of this planet of heart-centered beings, we can choose to open up, we can choose to go in, and we can choose to accelerate and bring this closer. So no waiting around, just dive into
Make it
yourself
happen,
and get happy.
I mean, that's your natural state, you know, a loving, joyous, blissful, powerful manifesting God or goddess is that spark in everybody waiting to be activated, and it's sovereign, you know,
Yes, it is.
it's
It is. Yeah.
you know, when you are love, you don't seek love anymore, and you attract
Yes.
love to you because,
Yes.
you know,
Yes. Yes.
and people don't understand how that works. And you know, they're out buying the beer and trying to get the beauty, you know, and driving the right car and all that program. That's all social engineering. And so what do you get? You get another socially engineered person, you know,
Right.
and a very
Yes.
limited
Yes.
scope on reality. But yeah,
Yes.
it really the only way out basically right now is to drop into the heart and you know, I always say release, let go, let God, you know, just release the past, you know, heal the wounds and traumas and wrong conclusions, forgive, call in the big eraser, whatever you want to call it, source code, God, creator, great spirit, and get out in nature and just look at the awe of nature. To me, when you look at nature, you just go, who designed this? You know, who and this isn't a machine, you know, didn't do this.
No,
This
no.
it blows your mind, and you know there is some divine source intelligence behind all this.
Yeah.
That's there's no other explanation for it.
Well, it's like that story with Yeshua picking up a twig and then a dead twig that was lifeless and then infusing it with source intelligence. Suddenly it instantaneously developed leaves and it became a living organism again. And within all holographic forms, it's the source intelligence that's within, around, and originally created them that when sufficiently reinfused, because again, free will, we have the ability to, through our perception, appear like there's an absence of source intelligence. And so holographic structures then appear to be bumping around and being chaotic and not handled by source intelligence. But when we allow that infusion to come back in, now you see it intelligently growing, evolving, developing things in the most spectacular ways. So I totally agree with that. That's something which I think is very important to speak about.
I want to leave on one. I'm going to run out of time here, but it's just a story. When I was a little kid, my grandmother had these roses in this thing, and they were dead and they were dying, and she said, "Go take these outside." And in my mind, I thought, "Oh, go plant them," because I was just a really little kid. I didn't know any better. And so I dug a hole and I planted these things. And she came out and laughed and saw them there. And then she comes out a couple weeks later and they're just blooming and growing and everything. And that's that old saying, you got to become like a child. You have to unlearn a lot of things. I didn't know any better. I didn't know they wouldn't grow supposedly by, mainstream curriculum or whatever. But it's really, it would shock you when you do know who you are and you're coming from source code. You can hold the dead twig and make it come alive. You can help your neighbors. You can, help your family and everything. It's amazing. But you have to be brutally honest with yourself and just own your projections and your wounds and traumas and everything and get that stuff out of the way, because it can't come through with all that. It's going to get a muddy creation until you go in there and clear that out.
Well, that just, if you don't mind me coming in here, because I think that's a very important point you just raised there. And that is, the teams have said to me on many times, and I've gone through many bumping experiences until I got this. And they were saying, the more crystal clear you can be with yourself about yourself, the more you will be able to shift and change. Because, and they're saying, it's not judgment. You're not judging yourself. You're just
No.
crystally clearing, viewing yourself as you are. Then you gain access to the hidden stuff that you are hiding away and didn't want to see. Now you can heal it, because while you're hiding it, you don't get access. While you don't get
Exactly.
access, it will stay there and continue to play out what it does. So
Yeah.
yeah, crystal clarity with self is extremely important. Yeah.
Yeah, just drop in the heart, sit with it, and be brutally honest with yourself and just say, "I want to know." Make that your prayer. I want to know what is it I need to clear, bring it up and get ready. Get ready for a journey, for an experience. Anyway, we're out of time, unfortunately. It's always awesome. I know we're going to probably do a part 5, 6, and 7, in the future, but thanks for all your wisdom, and especially, concerning this AI thing. I mean, because I've just seen that over and over. It is people getting trapped by that and
Yeah, they
not
are,
realizing
unfortunately,
that
yeah.
it's a touchstone and the emotions are always generated from within, but we project and put our stuff on other things and people and places and things versus going within and to the real joy, the real source of joy. Yeah,
Sources
we'll
with
definitely have to get you. Got to get you out here to the ranch. You're going to be like a kid in a candy store when you come out here. We got everything happening here. These people, they saw some fairy energies, fairy lights flying around the field. We have fleets of ships coming over, responding to people. The doors opening on the mountain.
Oh, cool. I'd love to
Massive,
see that. I would
massive green
definitely love
light
to see
door and ships coming out.
that.
It's getting crazy. It's not a fuzzy tic tac, folks.
Yeah. No,
They're
I've
real.
seen your footage. It's really quite something. And yeah, I'd say to, anyone, when I put this up on my site who hasn't seen James's footage, it's really phenomenal. So go check it out, definitely.
Yeah, and feel free to use that too if you want to put it up on your site or use it in a presentation
Okay,
or
cool.
anything. I
Thank
always tell
you.
people, go ahead. Certain people, I trust
Thank
you, but not. I
you.
trust you to not flip it into something else.
Right.
Keep it as it is. All right.
Yeah,
Well,
that's
again,
cool.
thanks for coming on the show, everybody. Keep an open mind, loving heart, pure intent. Don't fall for all the nonsense going on. It's just nonsense. And have a great evening. Good night.
Yeah, thank you, James, and thank you, everyone. It's been really cool.
All right.
Come join us and start your free trial today. Watch our weekly podcast, As You Wish Talk Radio, with James Gilliland every Saturday, or catch up on past shows. Watch Skywatch videos of UFOs, orbs, and much more. You can also learn about self-mastering, herbalism, and how to ground and shield yourself from negative unseen influences through our many wonderful workshops. So what are you waiting for? Come join the fun. We're waiting for you. And don't forget to visit our wonderful